WFP Aviation Service is established to support WFP activities in the field. First, the common services in support of all humanitarian organizations working across the globe to give assistance. And then the second is also dedicated to WFP food activities. But the majority of our work comes from the common services, commonly known as the United Nations Humanitarian Air Service, UNHAS for short. And this is where we transport humanitarian organizations to ensure that they have access to remote locations to be able to do their work.
Apart from your regular services, how look like your operation in emergency areas such as Ebola crisis in West Africa?
I believe you're talking about the sudden onset of emergencies.
Yeah.
We have operators that are pre-identified, and in case that we have to deploy these operators for sudden emergencies such as Ebola, we can do that within 48 hours. Currently, we are providing access to humanitarian organizations in West Africa. We have a fleet of 3 aircraft that fly between Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Senegal, and Ghana. But this is to make sure that the humanitarian workers are able to access these locations to be able to provide the support needed for the Ebola response.
How this Ebola crisis is different from your other operation?
It's different in a very vast dimension, in the sense that this is a health crisis. And if you're talking about a health crisis, then you need other actors to be on board for us to be able to do the job we're doing. So we have strong field coordination with the World Health Organization, Médecins Sans Frontières, and the Centers for Disease Control to be sure that we leverage on their expertise in terms of advice, in terms of guidance on how we carry out these operations. We have to make sure that we carry out the due care that is required to enable them travel safely and also to ensure that we don't endanger the life of other people and the crew that are carrying out the work. So we have strict protocols developed to be able to screen passengers before they fly and also to disinfect aircraft. So this is the different protocol that we have in addition to what exists in other operations. It's just because this Ebola crisis is of a different dimension and we have to make sure that we do the work, but we do it in a very safe fashion.
Some countries like Ivory Coast and Senegal close their border but accept humanitarian flight in the response of Ebola crisis. How it goes with these countries and insurance for health safety for civilians for these countries?
This has happened on the 25th of September. We got the humanitarian corridor opened between Senegal and the affected countries. It was done after prolonged coordination negotiations at the highest level with the governments of these states. Now, in Senegal, for example, where we have set our main hub, we have a separate structure set aside for screening facilities for patients. We are not operating at the main airport. We have, thanks to the government of Senegal, a very dedicated space given to us to be able to carry out these requirements that were given by the state before we carry out our flights.
Have you had any requests for medical evacuation and have you capacity to do so?
We have received requests for medical evacuations, not in respect of Ebola. Now, medical evacuations are something that we do in our normal operations. In case of Ebola, we realize that it requires further care. So we are developing protocols with the organizations involved in this that are having that expertise. So far, what we can do is to facilitate the identification of specialized aircraft to do that. But we've not gotten that request yet. And we're doing this in strict coordination with WHO, with states that have the capacity to do so, notably some countries in Europe. And we believe that very soon medical evacuations can be done in support of the crisis. We have not conducted any medical evacuations so far.
How many aircraft are operational for this Ebola crisis?
For WFP, we have 3 aircraft and we are ready to deploy more. But we're doing this in coordination with the UN mission for the Ebola emergency response. So our fleets are going to be integrated with what AMIA is going to bring on board. So it's not a standalone operation. It requires coordination. It requires husbanding the resources that are at our disposal. What it means is that if we have flights from Liberia to Accra, for example, from Monrovia to Accra in Ghana, UNMIL, that is the UN mission in Liberia, already has the capacity. We do not want to duplicate efforts. We want to be sure that we coordinate well and use assets and use them optimally.